I've been in such a funny place in my head. I don't want to record, but not really anything like what I've been making. No scripts, no FDM. Been thinking a lot about, or not thinking about, but rather wishing for, fantasizing about fingering. Last week it was about, the week before it was all about backdoor. I mean, it's always about backdoor, even fingering. Last week it was more about oral sex. Front and back, of course. But I was actually listening to an old audio of mine. It's called Wish You Were Here. It's still on Reddit. You can go and find it if you feel like. When I talk about being woken up with, well, several things, but fingering with prominent. So great. I think what I really like is just being side by side in bed and kissing. Let's say I'm on my back and you are on your side. I guess cuddling me is not really cuddling, but you know what I mean. Snuggling. And we just nuzzling our faces and kissing, or sort of kissing. Sometimes eyes open, sometimes eyes closed. He's probably have one arm underneath my neck, so that, you know, very close, very, very close. And my legs are just kind of falling open, not really spread, just relaxed and a little bit open. Maybe we have a light sheet over us, a lap dog sort of slightly hidden, set up. And I was kissing, maybe kissing my temple, or my ear, or my neck, and just very lazy. Or me, you, I could be burying my face in your neck, kissing you. Just enjoying the anticipation. It's Sunday today when I'm talking, so it's a Sunday mood, right? I don't have anything to do, or it's not much. Nothing you really have to do. Maybe you have some things you want to do, or that I want to do. Oh, and just trailing your fingers down now. From my neck, down my front. Maybe you're pulling the sheet down as you go. Or maybe not. You decide. It doesn't matter. And I can feel your cock right next to my thigh or my hip, depending on where I am in relation to you. I can feel your cock already alert, and you're very relaxed about it, so it's not fully hard yet, but there's definitely a a heat, I guess, emanating, and I just let my thigh kind of move a little bit, Sees you. Your hand is on my chest and he's kind of lazily playing with my nipples. And maybe you bring your fingers to your mouth to wet your fingertips, or maybe you bring your hand to my mouth and have me wet your fingertips for you, and then you bring them to my nipple one at a time, of course, and play with them and get them a little shiny with spit, with someone's spit. And then you trail your hand on my little ticklish, and you know this, so you just glide your hand, the flat of your hand on your, on my belly. I appreciate that. What that does though, you're gliding your hand down with your fingers pointing downward. So that your fingertips start to glide up the mound of my pussy. Oh, yeah. I was so slow and you stopped short just before making contact with the beginning of slut. Oh, I want you to touch my clit so bad. I know you're just gonna make me wait, aren't you? And then you just let your hand glide and you just pass right over my clit. You're so bad. Until your hand is flowing over my mound and then you just kind of let it rest there and then you lean over. Yes. I love kissing. I've talked about that before. And I can just tell by your vibe and your the cadence of your movements that you're just gonna tease me to death this morning. But you do take that hand and you put it on my inner thigh, the thigh closest to you, and you draw it open a little bit more and make room for your hand, and then you, with the back of that same hand, you push the other thigh a little farther away to make more room, and now your cock is harder. And you just casually pick up your cock and lay it on my thigh. And it's a nice weight. I love it. Oh, I'm already close. I wanted to go. I wanted to talk for a while. Oh, God. And then you take your middle finger and stroke my lips, my inner lips. And they're still together from sleep. But I know that the minute you start to pry them open, I'm going to be very, very, very wet inside. But right now they're so together, you know how it is sometimes? So you just tease and you can just kind of stroke those two lips that are still kind of hugged together. And you can tell by feeling like a little gummy or a little sticky. And you bring your mouth to my ear so I can hear you breathe. So I can hear your reaction when you finally insist your fingertip on a lower, like prying open a little envelope and starting from the bottom. Just gently prying them open. Yes. This morning my ear. You didn't think I'd be so wet, did you? Or maybe you did. You just press in your fingertip into my pussy. Just one knuckle. And you just pressing and palpating this inside. And then you pull your finger out and you let it slide downward. You know that's what I like. Over my perineum or perineum. Depending. And you just kind of rest your finger there on that little ridge. Oh God. Then you let your finger slide towards the back. And you just rest your finger pad right on my booger. And I want so badly to reach down there for your hand. Just push your finger in. But I won't. And you just take that finger pad that's a little bit moist for my pussy and just kind of massage my butt. And then you take your hand away again and you bring it to your mouth. And you look into my eyes as you put your finger in your mouth and face me. And then you take your finger out of your mouth and lean down and kiss me again. Then you take your finger and you put it in my mouth and you say, wet my fingers for me so I can play with your pussy and with your ass. And you put your index, your middle, and your ring fingertips inside my mouth. There. That's all I'm